You're listening to Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK. And this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe, here with Denny Lynch and Scott Christman. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
How do you do? Are we in focus now?
Yes, we are. So, Denny, what would you like to start us off with?
I have seen the new documentary, An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. It's a sequel to Al Gore's Oscar-winning documentary on climate change from, I think, 2006. It's an update showing predictions that have come true, rising floodwaters, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. In the first one, they talk about, you know, waters are going to come into the World Trade Center site. No, they're not. They did when Hurricane, was it Sandy, I think, came through. Rain bombs, unexpected, where like Cedar Rapids had in 2008, where we had 13 inches of rain in a day. Mm-hmm. That's now classified as an event called a rain bomb, and they're happening everywhere all the time. They talk about the settling of the Paris Accord on climate change, and then it's up to date to June of this year where Trump decided to pull the U.S. out. Fortunately, many U.S. cities are going, no, we're not leaving. Go away. There's also some other upgrades and improvement, lots of solar and wind power that are coming along at much faster rates than they had expected. Prices are dropping. There's more installation of it. There's lots and lots of info. But I thought there was a way too much time just spent looking at Al Gore, going to the airport, checking into the hotel, taking selfies with people around the world. You know, I wish he had been president instead of what we got, but, you know, a little less of him, a little more information. Its rating is around 76% of Rotten Tomatoes.
All right.
No, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot.
Okay. Scott.
Very good. I saw the locally made film Amelia 2.0, which really enjoyed, and I was privileged to know some of the filmmakers a little bit as well. But I went in with an open mind thinking, okay, I'm not sure what they've done here exactly, but it's based on a play that had been written locally here as well by Rob Merritt. The film's directed by Adam Morton and stars local talent Angela Billman, as well as Ed Begley Jr. and several character actors you would recognize but may not know their names. It explores the idea of what it means to be human. There's a woman who's near death who's given a second chance at life by having her brain copied and placed into a robotic body. Has some great effects. Cedar Rapids looks really good in it. And it explores a lot of emotional and spiritual questions without being heavy-handed, I didn't think. I thought it walks up to the line on both sides and says, okay, here's what this is, and based on your belief system, maybe you're hedging one way or maybe you're leaning the other direction, but it explores the idea of what is it that makes you you? And is it a collection of electrons? Is it something more? And how do you determine in some of the things we're going to be capable of in the coming years and some of the things we are already, what does it mean to be a person? And how is that going to be defined within the technology we have now? I believe it's an extended run here now at Collins Road Theaters. And if you can't catch it there, it's streaming on Amazon.
Oh, really?
And a couple other places online as well. So I highly encourage you to check it out just for the question of how do you relate to this and where do you plug into it at? I thought it was an interesting exploration of the topic and executed very well.
All right.
I like the fact that it's a local film and we should support these things.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What do we have coming in, Denny?
What, you had another
one? Oh, I have another, yes.
Oh, okay.
Also watched Naked on Netflix.
You mentioned this.
Which is an original Netflix streaming movie. They seem to be doing this with a lot of comedians and other folks that they just want to be in on their brand. They've done some things with Adam Sandler, and there's some other people that have done the same idea. This one involves Marlon Wayans, Regina Hall, and Dennis Haysbert, and it's a man who is nervous about his wedding who is forced to relive the same hour or couple of hours leading up to his wedding with some semi-hilarious implications, at least in the sense that what they wanted to do. Where he wakes up naked in an elevator and has to figure out why he's there and why he's already significantly late for his wedding. So in this constant series of replays of this section of time, he starts to piece together what might be going on in his life and the various people involved in his life. The idea sounds really interesting. It was not executed very well, sadly. It gets lost in itself. The writing's kind of uneven. The dialogue's kind of weird here and there. And even though it only clocks in at 96 minutes, it feels really long. I kept checking my clock going, oh, are we done yet? It seems like we've, I mean, not only the idea of we've replayed this thing, but were rehashing some of the same content, and I felt like it could have been cut by several minutes. Mm. So if you really like Marlon Wayans, you might be drawn to it. I don't feel like he's been given enough to work with, and it just the script fell apart. The idea was okay. It just the comedy parts even didn't quite come together. It doesn't feel like his character was fleshed out well enough to really get it done. So I can't recommend it, but I'm encouraged that Netflix is seeking some interesting avenues along these lines, and hopefully they'll get it right some point.
For Denny Lynch and Scott Christman, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.